This week, Sarasota is hosting an unusual symposium with Roots in the Netherlands, which aims to blend arts, science, even food to change the way people see the world. WSF's Lisa Peeks caught up with one of the program's organizers for a look at what it's all about.
My name's Anand Palligar. I am a director with Pink Conferences. Pink is a conference that takes place in the Netherlands and Sarasota, Florida. It's been happening for the past 16 years, and Pink stands for People, Ideas, Nature, and Creativity.
And you've been 1 year in Sarasota.
We came to Sarasota in November of 2014.
And how'd it go?
It was a spectacular event. It was the inaugural conference for the U.S. It was the first time Pink had been seen outside of the Netherlands for 15 years. It was a sellout event. It sold out the week before. And we brought together 16 perspectives. And around it, we wrapped an incredible menu of delectable degustations that really just blew people away.
Delectable? What?
Degustations. Essentially, a big part of Pink is the food. For example, we had sea urchin popsicles last year where the sea urchin was essentially formed into a popsicle and you would eat it like you would a popsicle. It was absolutely mind-bogglingly great.
What are the challenges in bringing it to this area in particular? Why Sarasota?
So, I mean, Sarasota is kind of a jewel on the Gulf Coast. It is a town that's very arts-focused, but it has a very strong entrepreneurial heritage. John Ringling is considered one of the founders of Sarasota, I think. But we have a community that's filled with entrepreneurs, thought leaders. We have a lot of retired executives. There's a lot of propensity towards the performing arts. And so we saw it as really the perfect ecosystem to attract the type of audience that we want to attract to Pink. We have a couple of families this year that have pulled their kids out of school to bring them to Pink because they believe that it's a more worthwhile experience than what they would get in their classroom that day. The challenges were really to introduce people to the concept. When you think about most conferences, they're typically vertical. They focus on a specific industry or a specific audience type, like a creative conference or, gosh, an accounting conference. When you look at Pink, it's more of a horizontal conference. It brings together all these different disciplines, all these different perspectives, all these different industries. And over the course of one day, you get exposed to so much. And I think when you look at most conferences, there's typically a big name keynote. And everything kind of crescendos up to it, and then it builds down afterwards. And that's a strange concept for Americans to understand.
It really is, because we are so personality-driven. Along those lines, can you tell me about some of the speakers who you expect will be drawing?
Absolutely. So, for example, we have a guy from BMW. He is the urologist, and what he does is essentially engineer the sound that every BMW car makes. We have a professor of space law. We have a doctor that's coming that shares a great deal about how the food we ingest, how that affects who we are as a human being. Another great highlight is the founder of the Cloud Appreciation Society. Too often in life, we kind of walk around and we dream of blue skies. Well, here's somebody who doesn't dream of blue skies, who actually takes a great deal of appreciation into the clouds and the forms they take and kind of how they inspire him and how they should inspire all of us to look at the world a little differently.
What's your highest and best hope for the repercussions from Pink this year?
It's really just that people walk away transformed. They come into this event. A lot of people don't know what to expect, and it's a series of surprises and delights through the course of a day. But they walk out of there looking at the world differently. They look at challenges that they might not have been aware of. They find ideas and stories that have nothing to do with what they do on a daily basis. And they walk out of there with just a new appreciation for what's happening in the world and how they can use what they learn to transform their own lives and the lives of those around them.
Thank you, Anand Palligar, with the Pink Conference that's coming to Sarasota this Thursday, December 10th.
Thank you.
You can see more about the Pink Conference in Sarasota at wusfnews.org.